Thank you for being an incredible supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, the home of the Murder Tape Chronicles. We're thrilled to have you as part of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes and comments mean the world to us and help us reach a wider audience with our stories. Plus, with new episodes released every day, your feedback plays a vital role in shaping what we create. It truly makes a difference. Your loyalty and enthusiasm fuel our passion for crafting gripping tales, and we're so grateful for your support. Today, we're excited to present Filth Dynasty, a story that promises to keep you on the edge of your seat. Let's dive into this thrilling narrative together. Chapter 1, Bloodlines. The stink of Grandpa's cigar clung to the back booth of McAllister's pub like a curse. I watched the smoke coil around his NYPD captain's badge, my badge now, freshly polished and heavy as gilt in my breast pocket. "You think this makes you clean, Sean?" He leaned forward, the booth's cracked leather groaning. "You're a fucking O'Sullivan. We don't serve the law. We are it." His gold incisor glinted under the flickering Budweiser sign. I'd seen that tooth rip throats open. "I'm not you," I said, too quiet. The backhand came faster than a gunshot. My cheekbone cracked against the whiskey-sticky table. Blood pooled under my tongue, warm and metallic. "Say it again," Grandpa hissed, grabbing my collar. His breath reeked of Jameson and decay. "Go on, boy. Tell me you're better." I stayed silent. We always do. Flashback, age 12. Dad's boot hit the dealer's ribs with a wet crunch. "Lesson one, Sean," he said, grinding his heel into the twitching Puerto Rican kid's sternum. "Cops don't take orders. We sell them." The alley behind the bodega stank of piss and burnt heroin. I clutched Dad's spare Glock, cold, too heavy, while he frisked the kid's pockets. "Pee, please." The dealer spat blood, one eye swollen shut. "I paid your Jeep last week." Dad slammed the kid's face into the dumpster. "Street tax went up. Inflation's a bitch." He pulled a Ziploc of coke from his own jacket, tucked it into the kid's waistband. "But I ain't got no product," the kid wheezed. Dad smiled, the same dead-eyed grin Grandpa taught him. "You do now." Sirens wailed two blocks over. Dad wiped his bloody knuckles on my shirt. "Your family, Sean. Act like it. Present day." Grandpa released me, satisfied. I dabbed my split lip with a napkin. The blood looked black in the pub's dim light. "Your old man's late," Grandpa grunted, checking his Rolex. "Probably banging that junky whore from the 42nd. I stiffened. Mom. She'd been dead 15 years. Overdosed, the night she threatened to expose Dad's side deals. I still found her diary sometimes in my dreams, pages soaked in bathwater and Vicodin. Grandpa snapped his fingers in my face. "Focus, boy. Tonight's your first real shift." He slid a manila envelope across the table. Inside, photos of a laughing redhead in a nurse's scrubs. Marta Herrera, 28, Jackson Memorial ER. "Her shift ends at 11, Grandpa said. "Make it messy. Send a message to the Colombians." Ice shot down my spine. "She's got two kids. Her file says she's clean." The cigar tip glowed as Grandpa inhaled. "Clean's what we say it is. You'll plant three keys in her trunk, then put two in her skull. I'm not your hitman." He laughed, a phlegmy death rattle. "You've been killing since you popped out of your junkie mama. Every meal you ate, every toy I bought, paid for in blood." The pub door creaked open. Dad swaggered in, smelling of bourbon and Chanel No. 5. "Look who's finally a man." He punched my shoulder, hard. "Ready to pop your cherry, kid?" Flashback, age 14. Mom found the cash. $60,000 in a gym bag. She threw the stacks of hundreds at Dad. "You promised you'd stop." Dad backhanded her. Mom hit the fridge, sending magnets clattering. "School photos, my little league certificate." "You're a cop," she screamed. "Not a goddamn cartel." Dad grabbed her throat. "You're my wife. Act like it." I stood frozen in the hallway, clutching my Mets mitt. Mom's eyes met mine. "Help me," but I ran. Always ran. Present day. Dad's patrol car idled outside Marta Herrera's apartment. My fingers trembled on the steering wheel. "Relax," Dad said, racking his shotgun. "First time's always messy. You'll learn." The dash cam was unplugged. Standard procedure. "What if she fights?" I asked. He grinned. "More fun that way." We watched Marta hug her kids goodbye. A boy with Spider-Man pajamas, a girl clutching a stuffed dolphin. "Clock's ticking," Dad said, tossing me the heroin baggies. "Plant the product. I'll handle the rest." "No," the word slipped out. Dad's smile died. "What did you say?" "I'll do it. All of it. Just stay here. He studied me, then nodded. Attaboy. Flashback. Age 25. My first body. The hooker's name was Lola. 19. Grandpa caught her watching him slit a rival's throat behind a Queens strip club. Family job, Dad said, tossing me a shovel. Lola's corpse grinned up from the trunk, missing teeth. Her nails were painted chipped pink. Stop shaking, Dad sneered. You're an O'Sullivan. Act like. I vomited on his shoes. He laughed. You'll get used to the smell. Present day. Marta's keys jingled as she approached her Prius. I stepped from the shadows, badge raised. NYPD, Ms. Herrera. Need to search your vehicle. She froze. I'm late for my shift. Now. I barely felt my hands move. Plant the drugs. Draw my gun. Her screams were muffled by the parking garage's concrete bones. Two in the skull. Grandpa's orders. The first bullet went wide, shattered her windshield. She ran. I chased. Please, she sobbed, fumbling with her phone. My babies. The second bullet hit her spine. She crumpled by a dumpster. I stood over her, Glock smoking. Her phone lit up with a photo, her daughter blowing out birthday candles. Mierda, Marta whispered. Blood bubbled on her lips. Dios perdoname. The third bullet erased her face. Back at the precinct, Grandpa clapped me on the back. Welcome to the dynasty, kid. Dad handed me a whiskey. You'll need this. I drank. It tasted like gasoline and pennies. That night, I scrubbed Marta's blood from my hands until the sink ran pink. Your family, the mirror whispered. Act like it. I smashed the glass. Chapter 2, The Tipping Point. Marta Herrera's ghost rode shotgun for a month. I'd see her in the rearview, bloody braids, jaw hanging by sinew. Every time I drove past Jackson Memorial, Dad said it'd get easier. He lied. You're jumpier than a meth head. Grandpa sneered at roll call, slamming a stack of raid warrants on my desk. Suck it up, or I'll put you down like your junkie mama. The precinct buzzed around us, oblivious. Detectives laughed over Duncan crawlers. A hooker sobbed in holding. Normal fucking Tuesday. Grandpa's warrant listed a Bronx tenement, suspected meth lab. High risk. SWAT's tied up, he said, tossing me a bulletproof vest. We're going in hot. Flashback, age 16. Mom's funeral smelled like lilies and lies. Tragic overdose, the priest droned. Dad fake sobbed into a handkerchief. I stared at her casket, remembering how he'd held her underwater in the tub. Shouldn't have kept a diary, bitch. After the burial, Grandpa took me to a brothel. Time you became a man. The girl was my age, eyes dead as Mom's. I couldn't. Grandpa pistol whipped me raw. Your family, Sean. Act like it. Present day. The tenement's stairwell reeked of piss and despair. We stacked up, Grandpa, Dad, me, and two rookies dumb enough to trust O'Sullivan's. NYPD. Grandpa kicked the door. Search warrant. The apartment was a time capsule of poverty. Peeling frozen wallpaper. A space heater whining under a crucifix. No meth. No guns. Just a Latina woman clutching her son. The boy couldn't have been older than 8. Asthma inhaler shaking in his Spider-Man pajamas. Just like Marta's kid. Please, the mom begged in broken English. We pay El Impuesto de la Calle every month. Grandpa's boot crushed the inhaler. Street tax went up. Flashback, age 19. My first interrogation. The perp was a tweaker who'd stabbed a bodega owner. Grandpa handed me a staple gun. Make him talk. I froze. The tweaker laughed. Pussy. Grandpa stapled the guy's tongue to the table. Lesson 3, Sean. Fear's the only language these animals understand. The tweaker's screams harmonized with Dad's laughter. Present day. Dad tossed a ziplock of meth onto the stained carpet. Looks like we found the lab, Cap. The mom screamed. No, we don't. Grandpa backhanded her. Shut your spick mouth. The boy lunged, tiny fists pounding Grandpa's leg. Don't hurt my mommy. Everything slowed. Grandpa drew his Glock. Dad racked his shotgun. The rookies exchanged glances. This isn't procedure, but stayed silent. Wait. I grabbed Grandpa's arm. They're clean. His elbow smashed my nose. Cartilage crunched. You're soft, Grandpa spat. Like your whore mother. He aimed at the boy. BLAM. The round took the kid mid-scream. His head snapped back, painting Elsa and Anna red. The mom wailed, a sound that'd haunt my DNA, and leapt at Grandpa. Thwack. His titanium cane split her skull like a melon. Brains speckled my uniform. Dad high-fived him. 2-for-1 special. Flashback, age 22. The night I met Lola. She danced at the Golden Orchid, all fake smiles and track marks. Grandpa caught her watching him execute a rival in the alley. "Handle it," he told me, tossing a knife. Lola begged through duct tape. "I'm pregnant. I did it anyway." Promoted to detective next morning. Present day. Back at the precinct locker room, I scrubbed the boy's blood from my badge. The mirror showed a stranger, hollow eyes, O'Sullivan jawline, Marta's phantom handprint on his throat. Dad walked in holding two beers. "Hell of a day, huh?" I swung. The punch landed wrong, sprained my wrist, but Dad laughed. "There's the killer I raised. He left me choking on rage and cores. Night. The tenement wouldn't leave me. I drove back at 3 a.m., Glock hidden under a hoodie. The cops had left the door ajar. Blood crusted the frozen wallpaper. The space heater still hummed, melting a puddle under the boy's congealed brain matter. Something glinted in the rubble, a Lego Iron Man clutched in the kid's rigor mortis fist. I pocketed it. The mom's phone buzzed under the couch. Screen cracked but alive. Missed calls. Poppy 17. Abuela 9. Jackson Memorial ER 3. Her background photo. The boy blowing out birthday candles, frosting smeared on his chin. Miguel. 8 today. I vomited bile onto the meth baggie. Flashback, age 7. Mom taught me to slow dance in the kitchen. "Someday you'll meet someone good," she whispered, spinning me to Sinatra. Don't become them. Dad came home drunk. Shot her favorite vase. "The hell you filling his head with?" She kept dancing. Hope. Present dawn. Grandpa's voice boomed through my apartment at 6 a.m. "Sleeping in? We got a body to plant." I stared at Miguel's Lego on my nightstand. "Go fuck yourself." Silence. Then laughter. "You'll learn, boy. Or you'll burn." Precinct basement. The evidence freezer hummed like a funeral dirge. Dad tossed me a cadaver's arm. Female, mid-20s, meth burns on her wrists. Tag her as the tenement cook. The arm slipped from my grip. Fingernails scratched concrete. Grandpa sighed. "Christ, I'll do it." He stapled a fake evidence tag to the corpse's toe. "See? Easy." The corpse's milky eyes stared at me. "Lola. Night. I called internal affairs from a payphone outside a bodega. I need immunity." The agent sounded bored. "Name? Sean O'Sullivan." A pause. Pen scratching. "You're Declan's kid." "Was," I said, watching rats feast on a pizza box. "I'll wear a wire." "Names? Dates? Proof? Why now?" Miguel's blood flashed behind my eyelids. Marta's laugh. Mom's diary dissolving. "They killed a kid." The agent exhaled. "Meet me at." A hand grabbed my shoulder. I spun, Glock raised. A homeless man blinked. "Spare change." My heart tried to exit through my ribs. "Don't ever fucking touch me," I snarled, tossing him a 20. The payphone creaked in the wind. "Tomorrow," the agent said. 9 p.m. Pier 17. "Come alone." The line died. Chapter 3, The Freezer. The stench of Pier 17's fish market clawed at my lungs. Rotten shrimp and diesel fumes. I checked my burner phone. 8:58 p.m. 2 minutes until the IA meet. 2 minutes to betray three generations of O'Sullivans. A foghorn groaned over the Hudson. Shadows danced between shipping containers. "Too quiet. Sean." The voice came from behind a stack of crab traps. The IA agent stepped into the sulfur-yellow streetlight, mid-40s salt-and-pepper buzzcut, eyes like a lie detector. "Christ, you look like hell," he said, nodding at my split knuckles. "Family trait." I tossed him the Lego Iron Man from Miguel's corpse. "Evidence." He inspected it. "Cute. You'll need more than toys. I've got names. Dates. Body dump locations." My pulse thundered in my ears. "But I want immunity. And witness protection for Marta's kids." The agent lit a cigarette. "First, prove you're not setting me up." I unbuttoned my shirt, revealing the wire taped over my ribs. "Happy." His smile died. "Frisk him." Shit. Hands yanked my arms back. Thick, meaty hands I'd know blind. Dad's hands. "Told you he'd bite," Dad growled, ripping the wire free. The IA agent flicked his cigarette at my feet. "Thanks for the promotion, kid." Grandpa emerged from the fog, came clicking like a Death Watch beetle. "Should have drowned you with your mama." Flashback, age 10. Mom's last birthday. She blew out candles on a gas station cupcake. "Make a wish," I'd said. Dad kicked in the door, drunk and bleeding from a shootout. "Where's my goddamn bourbon?" Mom hid me in the closet. I watched through the slats as he broke her nose. "Close your eyes, Sean." I never did. Present. They dragged me to the precinct basement. The evidence freezer door grinned at me, rusted steel, padlocked, stinking of bleach and spoiled meat. "You're a legacy boy," Grandpa hissed, shoving me against a body bag. "Legacies don't snitch. They rot." Dad duct taped my wrists. "Should have stayed loyal." "Loyal?" I spat blood on his shoes. "You killed Mom." He punched me so hard my molar cracked. "She was weak. Like you." Grandpa tossed the wire into a biohazard bin. 24 hours in the freezer. "Let the cold sort you out." The door creaked open. Arctic air kissed my sweat-soaked skin. Inside, stacked corpses in plastic sheeting. A teenage girl's frostbitten hand brushed my ankle. "Lola. Enjoy the family reunion," Grandpa said. Darkness swallowed me whole. Hour one. Cold as a living thing. It slithered into my pores, gnawing marrow. I kicked the door, thud, 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 until my toes went numb. "Help. Somebody fucking hear me." Silence. The precinct was empty. Always was after midnight. I fumbled for my phone. Dead. Dad must have fried it. A corpse shifted, settling gases maybe. The girl's frozen hair crackled like cellophane. Flashback, age 18. Dad's graduation gift. A midnight ride along. We pulled over a college kid near Columbia. Dad found a dime bag of weed. "Please," the kid begged. "I've got a scholarship." Dad shot him in the gut. Lesson 5, no witnesses. I mopped the blood while he ate the kid's burger. Hour 3. Hypothermia's first kiss. Slurred thoughts, trembling muscles. I peeled plastic off a corpse. Asian male, late 20s, bullet hole between the eyes. The tweaker from my first interrogation. His stapled tongue protruded, frost white. I vomited nothing. Hour 5. The girl spoke. "Should have saved me," Lola whispered, her thawing jaw sagging. "You knew I was pregnant." I screamed until my throat bled. Hour 7. Madness comes quietly. I hallucinated Mom in the corner, blue-lipped and dripping bathwater. "Weak," she mouthed. "Just like me." The space heater from Miguel's tenement glowed in her hands. "Burn it down, Sean." I reached for it. Her face melted into Grandpa's. "Your family," the corpses chorused. "Act like it." Hour 9. Teeth chattering, I gnawed the duct tape off my wrists. Blood slicked my chin, warm, alive. The girl's corpse had something in her fist. A Ziploc bag. Inside, a waterlogged ledger. Grandpa's handwriting. Payoffs. Body counts. Precincts owned. The O'Sullivan Empire, spelled out in blood and bribes. Flashback, age 6. Dad taught me to shoot in the Catskills. "Aim for the heart," he said, strapping the .22 to my palm. The deer stared at me, gentle and doomed. I missed. Dad slit its throat. O'Sullivans don't miss. Hour 12. Frost crusted my eyelashes. I tore pages from the ledger, stuffed them into my socks. Evidence. The teenage girl's arm snapped off at the elbow. I gripped the frozen bone, a weapon. "Come on, you FF frozen fucks," I slurred, smashing the bone against the door. "Let's dance." Hour 15. Darkness. Silence. Cold so deep it burned. I pissed myself. Warm relief for 3 seconds. Then ice. Hour 18. The latch jiggled. Light stabbed my retinas. Dad stood silhouetted, holding a thermos. "Had enough, princess?" I lunged with the bone shard. He sidestepped, laughing. "Still got that fire, huh?" Coffee steamed as he poured it onto the floor. "Beg, and I'll make it quick." I spat on his boots. "Attaboy." He relocked the door. Hour 21. The girl's corpse thawed against me, fluids pooling. I drank them. Survival's a hungry god. Hour 23. Teeth marks on my forearm, burn them all, carved with Lola's severed finger. Blood crystallized instantly. Hour 24. The door opened. Grandpa's cane clicked. "Ready to be a man?" I lay still, crusted in frost and filth. He prodded me with his boot. "Pathetic." I stabbed his thigh with the bone shard. He howled. I scrambled over corpses through the door. BLAM. Dad's bullet grazed my shoulder. "Nice try, kid." Grandpa limped forward, yanking the bone from his leg. "You're gonna wish we left you in here." Interrogation room. They chained me to the table, same staple gun table from my first lesson. Grandpa dumped the ledger on the steel. "Where'd you hide the pages?" Blood dripped from my nose, freezing before it hit the floor. Dad pressed a taser to my throat. "Talk. Go to hell." Grandpa sighed. "Your mother said the same thing." He nodded. Dad staple gunned my palm to the table. The pain was almost warm. "Last chance," Grandpa said. I smiled with blackened gums. eat. My. Ass. He stapled my tongue. Blackout. Mom's voice, singing Sinatra. Start spreading the news. Chapter 4, Ghosts. The cold wasn't the worst part. It was the smell. Rotten bleach and something sweet, like meat left to sour in the sun. The freezer's hum vibrated in my teeth, a funeral dirge for the corpses stacked around me. My breath hung in the air, a ghost I couldn't choke down. Fuck. Fuck. I slammed my fists against the steel door until my knuckles split. The sound died in the thick air, swallowed whole. Grandpa's laughter echoed in my skull. Legacies don't snitch. They rot. I slumped against a body bag, the plastic crackling under my weight. Something inside shifted, a stiff arm, maybe, or a frozen leg. I gagged. Flashback, age 8. Mom's hands trembled as she tucked me in. You're good, Sean. Remember that. Dad kicked open the bedroom door, reeking of whiskey and gun oil. Quit filling his head with fairy tales. She stood her ground. He's not you. Dad backhanded her so hard her necklace snapped, pearls scattering like teeth. I hid under the blanket, counting each one as they hit the floor. 12. 13. 14. Present. The girl's corpse stared at me. She was maybe 16, her face half rotted, frost clinging to her eyelashes. They'd folded her hands over her chest like a saint. Lola. Her name came back to me in a rush, guilt hot and sudden in my gut. Should have let you live, I whispered. Her jaw creaked open. You did this. I scrambled backward, kicking over a stack of evidence boxes. Polaroids spilled out, crime scenes Grandpa had buried. A dealer with his throat slit. A cop's wife floating in the Hudson. Mom's vacant eyes staring up from the tub. I retched while burning my throat. Hour unknown. The cold was a living thing now, gnawing through my skin. My toes had gone numb. Frostbite. I'd read about it in the academy, how victims strip naked, convinced they're burning. I laughed, the sound hollow. Not how I pictured going out, Lola. Her corpse said nothing. I tore open a body bag, desperate for anything, a weapon, a phone, a fucking protein bar. The cadaver inside was a John Doe, face beaten to pulp. A evidence tag dangled from his toe. 42nd Precinct. Case closed. Yeah, I muttered. Case fucking closed. The ledger pages in my sock crinkled as I shifted. Burn them all. The words I'd carved into my arm throbbed. Flashback, age 21. My first solo hit. A snitch from the Bronx. Dad handed me a garrote. Make it hurt. The guy begged, snot bubbling over his lips. I got kids. I hesitated. Dad shot him in the kneecap. Finish it or you're next. The wire sawed through flesh. I felt his trachea pop. Promotion the next day. Present. The lights flickered. A surge. A blackout. Doesn't matter. I staggered to the freezer's control panel, fingers stiff. The temperature gauge read minus 10 degrees Fahrenheit. Override, override. I slurred, smashing the keypad. Alarms blared. The door didn't budge. I collapsed, laughing through chapped lips. Should have stayed loyal, huh? Lola's corpse tilted sideways, her frozen hand brushing mine. A shard of ice fell from her grip. Or a key. Flashback, the night MOM died. Water sloshed as Dad held her under. Watch, he hissed. This is what happens to traitors. Bubbles rose. Stopped. Her diary floated open beside the tub. Sean, if you're reading this. I never turned the page. Present. The key fit the auxiliary hatch. Holy shit. Holy shit. I cranked the lever, muscles screaming. Cold air roared in, but beyond it stairs. A service tunnel. Freedom. I grabbed the ledger, Lola's ice shard clutched like a dagger. Thanks, girl. Her milky eyes followed me out. The tunnel. Rats scattered as I limped through the dark. Pipes dripped black sludge. Somewhere above, Dad's voice boomed over precinct chatter. Missing evidence, my ass. Find him. I climbed a rusted ladder, shouldering open a manhole cover. Dawn stung my eyes. The alley behind the precinct stank of piss and fresh bagels. Home sweet hell. Flashback, age 15. Mom found Dad's stash, guns, cash, a kilo of heroin. You're a monster, she whispered. He pressed his service revolver to her temple. And you're my wife. Act like it. I hid in the closet, her screams sinking with my heartbeat. Present. The safe house was a flophouse off Flatbush. I'd used it to cheat on my ex once. Poetic. The clerk didn't blink at my bloodstains. Cash only. I tossed him a wad from Dad's emergency fund. And a burner phone. The room smelled of mildew and regret. I spread the ledger pages on the bed. Names. Dates. commissioners, judges, the fucking mayor, grandpa's empire, in black and white. I texted the IA agent's burner number, meet me. Now, the trap, Pier 17 again. The wind carried the same fish market stench. The agent stepped from the shadows. You're alive. I raised the ledger. Enough here to bury them all. He smiled. We'll need more. A flashlight clicked on. Dad leaned against a patrol car, shotgun loose in his hands. Told you he'd come crawling. The agent shrugged. Better paycheck. Fuck. Dad racked the shotgun. Grandpa wants your head in a box. I lunged at the agent, Lola's ice shard aimed for his throat. BLAM. The world went white. Flashback, Mom's voice. Burn it all down, Sean. Present. I woke in the precinct basement. Again. Grandpa loomed over me, his ear bandaged, face a mask of rage. You're like your mother. Weak. I spat blood. And you're a dinosaur. Time to die. He nodded to Dad. Make him scream. The blowtorch flared. Chapter 5, Reckoning. Grandpa's blood tasted like rust and Marlboros. I spat his severed earlobe onto the interrogation room floor, my tongue still stapled to the table. You're dead, he wheezed, clutching the gushing wound. Dead in a ditch like your junkie. I headbutt him. Cartilage crunched. He staggered into Dad, who caught him with a sneer. Pathetic old man, Dad muttered, eyeing Grandpa's mangled ear. The shift was instant, a snake sensing weakness. I laughed through the pain, blood frothing between my teeth. They'll eat each other alive. Flashback, age 13. Dad taught me to hotwire cars in a Queens junkyard. Cops don't need warrants, he said, ripping out a Corolla's radio. We take what we want. A meth head lunged from a wrecked van, screwdriver raised. Dad shot him mid-lunge. Lesson 6. Always check the back seat. The meth head gurgled at my feet. I stole his sneakers. Present. Dad untied me, stapled tongue still dangling. You've got balls, kid. Let's talk. He led me to the rooftop, sunrise bleeding over Brooklyn. The ledger pages burned in my sock. We'll whack the old bastard, Dad said, lighting two cigarettes. Split the empire. You and me. The wind carried screams from the projects below. Normal Tuesday. I took the cig. Why? He grinned. 'Cause I'm tired of licking his boots. And you're better. The word hung between us, poisonous and sweet. I flicked the cig over the ledge. Where's the freezer key? Evidence locker. The teenage girl's corpse had bloated, her frozen scream now a silent gasp. I rummaged through her plastic shroud. Looking for this? Grandpa stood in the doorway, ear bandaged, clutching the ledger's missing pages. Your father's always been a shit liar, he rasped, waving the papers. But you, you're a disappointment. I gripped Lola's femur bone. Mom hated you too. He drew his revolver. I'll make you watch her die again. Flashback, the night Mom died. I woke to splashing. Dad's hands held Mom under the bathwater. Her thrashing slowed. Stopped. Remember this, he told me, smiling. Love makes you weak. I hid under the bed until dawn. Her diary floated in the tub, ink bleeding. I'm sorry, Sean. Be good. Present. Grandpa fired. The bullet tore through my thigh. I lunged, swinging the femur. It shattered his wrist. The gun clattered away. You're nothing, he screamed, clawing at my eyes. A stain on my name. I headbutted him again. And again. His nose collapsed. I'm your legacy, I hissed, grabbing his throat. His gold incisor glinted. I pried it out with my bloody fingers. For Mom. He choked on his own blood. Rooftop. Dad waited by the AC unit, shotgun loose in his hands. Took you long enough, he said, eyeing Grandpa's tooth in my fist. Wind whipped the ledger pages around us like funeral confetti. SWAT's raiding the precinct in 10, I said. We burn it all. He nodded toward the evidence room below. Gas cans in the closet. Flashback, age 17. Grandpa's graduation gift. A midnight raid on a rival crew. We lit their warehouse up, Molotovs painting the sky. Fire purifies, Grandpa said, toasting marshmallows over a burning corpse. Dad winked at me. Best job in the world. Present. The gas fumes were a sweet high. I doused the evidence lockers, the desks, the freezer full of ghosts. Dad splashed bourbon on Grandpa's office photos, Mom's rookie portrait, my academy graduation, Marta's ER badge. To fresh starts, he said, handing me a match. I struck it. The flame trembled. Mom's face. Miguel's Lego. Lola's frozen tear. Dad's smile faded. What? I threw the match at his feet. Fire. The explosion threw me through the precinct doors. Heat seared my back as I crawled onto the street. Dad stumbled out, a human torch, howling. "You little she-it." He collapsed, melting asphalt. Sirens wailed. SWAT trucks skidded into the lot. Grandpa emerged from the smoke, face charred, revolver smoking. "Family, sticks together," he gargled, aiming at my skull. BLAM. The shot came from behind me. Grandpa's chest erupted. He toppled into the flames. Dad's corpse smoldered, shotgun still in his crisped hands. A final reflex. Flashback, last words. Mom, whispering as Dad drowned her. "Burn it all down. Present." SWAT swarmed me. "Down. Down now." I spread my arms, laughing as cuffs bit my wrists. The precinct burned like a pagan offering. Ledger pages fluttered into the Hudson, ashes of dead men. A detective hauled me up. "You're under arrest for everything," I said, grinning. "Charge me with everything." Chapter 6, Ashes. The courthouse stank of lemon polish and lies. I sat chained to the defendant's table, listening to the DA preach about justice like it wasn't another product my family sold. The air conditioning hummed, but I still smelled smoke. Always smelled smoke now. The people call Sean Patrick O'Sullivan to the stand. The bailiff unchained me. His fingers lingered on my scars, the bite marks from the freezer, the burn stripes from Dad's last gift. "Don't try anything," he muttered. I grinned. "What's left to try?" Flashback, 2 months prior. Rikers Island, 3 a.m. A guard slid a shiv under my cell door. "Your grandfather sends his regards." I stared at it. "Tell him I'll carve his other ear off." The guard spat. "He's dead, moron. Got shanked in the showers." I slept better that night. Present. The DA adjusted his tie, a vulture in Armani. "Mr. O'Sullivan, is it true you murdered over 30 individuals? I leaned into the mic, 32. "But who's counting?" Gasps. A reporter's camera flashed. "And you planted evidence, bribed officials, and orchestrated the arson of the 42nd precinct?" I locked eyes with Marta Herrera's sister in the front row. Her daughter clutched the same stuffed dolphin Miguel's sister had. "Yes." The DA blinked. He'd wanted a fight. "Why?" I unbuttoned my shirt. The judge slammed his gavel. "What are you?" I turned, showing the courtroom my back, a roadmap of scars, burns, and the words I'd carved post-fire. "Burn them all." "Because they made me this," I said. "And I'm done hiding." Flashback. Plea deal night. The FBI agent slid a photo across the table. Marta's kids at Coney Island, eating cotton candy. "Testify, and they get new identities," she said. "Stay silent, and my colleagues leak their location to the Albanians." I signed in blood. Present. The DA recovered. "You expect us to believe you're some victim?" "Nah," I grinned. "I'm the fucking monster they built." I tossed the ledger pages onto the judge's bench. "But so are they. Names. Dates. Precincts." The room erupted. "Sentencing. 20 years. The gavel cracked like Grandpa's cane. Marta's sister wept. The bailiff rechained me. "Hell's waiting, O'Sullivan." I winked. "Save me a seat." 5 years later. Sing Sing's library reeked of sweat and despair. I flipped through the New York Post. Yex Narcotics captain indicted in O'Sullivan scandal. Federal probe expands to City Hall. The guard smirked. "You're famous." I folded the paper into a bird. "Fame's a pyramid scheme." Flashback, year two. A new fish landed in my block. A baby-faced cop doing 6 months for evidence tampering. "I read about you," he whispered at chow time. "You're a legend." I stabbed his hand with a spork. "Legends are bullshit." He got transferred. Present. The warden summoned me at midnight. Visitor. The interrogation room held one chair. One file. One name, Miguel Herrera. The door opened. A teenager stood there, Spider-Man tattoo on his neck. "Impossible. They said you knew my brother," he said. Ice flooded my veins. "Miguel's clone. He'd be your age," I rasped. The kid leaned close. "Nah. He'd be you." He left a Polaroid on the table. Marta's sister, dead in a bathtub. Drowned. The back read, "Family sticks together." Flashback, fire night. Dad's last words as flames ate him. "You'll always be us." Present. I burned the Polaroid in the toilet. Watched Marta's face melt. The guard coughed. "Mail call. A parcel, no return address." Inside, Grandpa's gold incisor and a fresh ledger. New names. New crops. New cops. My hands didn't shake. They never do. That night, I sharpened a toothbrush into a shiv. The new fish watched, 18 meth eyes hungry. Teach me, he breathed. I pressed the shiv to his throat. Lesson one, everyone breaks. He grinned. I'm a fast learner. Dawn. The yard buzzed with whispers. Inmates parted as I walked, the shiv warm in my sleeve. At the fence, I palmed Grandpa's tooth. The Hudson glittered, same as the night I met death at Pier 17. A guard approached. O'Sullivan, you gotta. I jammed the tooth into his jugular. Give Dad my regards. The gunshots came fast. BLAM. 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 I fell laughing, blood pooling around the shiv in my hand. Mom dances in the flames. Miguel blows out candles. Lola hums Sinatra. The sky burns. Always burns. The end.